I thought I'd talk a little bit about the comparison of the original Sleepwise resource manual to the latest Sleepwise e-manual. The first edition of Sleepwise, a resource manual, Positive Sleep Practices for Young Children with Developmental Delay, was published in 2005 and reprinted in 2007 and has been sold out for many years. The focus age group were for children 2 to 6 years. We did write a second edition of Sleepwise to include the older children, but it never got published due to limitations in funding. The copyright, I gained the copyright in 2021 from the South Australian government, and we released the e-manual in June 2022. So the third edition is a resource manual, e-manual, Positive Sleep Practices for Children and Adolescents with Developmental Disabilities, and the focus age group is 2 to 18 years. Both manuals are still valid and are clinical guides that provide the protocol for sleep intervention based on sleep education for parents and carers, assessment using a sleep diary and a sleep interview, development of a sleep plan based on developmental communication, sensory and behavioural strategies, support and monitoring of families throughout the intervention. They include published case studies, reference materials, and access to forms and resources that you can reproduce. The new e-manual incorporates research over the last 15 years and information from my overseas Churchill Fellowship, clinical case studies, and feedback from participants from the two-day training. It includes sleep education for parents and carers individually rather than in a group format, so there's a single PowerPoint presentation available. A pre and post evaluation survey is included so you can assess your current knowledge, skill, and confidence in a sleep intervention. And you can see the changes following reading the manual or completing the webinar training. There are updated references and strategies, including cognitive behavioural techniques, relaxation, calm breathing and yoga. There are updated resources, including additional developmental information, screening tools, links to formal and valid sleep questionnaires, a one-week diary, sleep diary, along with the two-week sleep diary. There are new sleep stories, positive sleep practices for older children and adolescents, reference material for allied health and educational practitioners with new sections related to sleep research and cerebral palsy, the new published case studies, and 50 clinical case studies. We also include discussions on topics such as bed safety, co-sleeping, and ignoring all the extinction behavioural methods. I think you'll find the manual a very practical, useful resource tool.